Office on the Air. I'm your host, Pam Stack. We are at the Romance Writers of America Annual Convention in Orlando, Florida. I am sitting with some of the most amazing authors I've ever met in my life. I'm so happy that you're joining with us. This is going to be kind of a quick show today, but I want to introduce you to the women I call the All-Stars. We're going to start off with the internationally famous best-selling author who's won more awards than anybody I know, writes in every genre there is. She's also a friend of mine, Heather Graham. Heather, welcome to Authors on the Air.
Well, thank you so much.
I think this is your first time being with me on the radio, and we've known each other for an awful long time.
A very long time, yes.
Yeah, how are you finding?
First time.
How are, I know we had to, like, go 3 hours away or 4 hours away from home. Just to have you come on the radio. How are you enjoying RWA this year?
I am enjoying RWA tremendously. I have so many friends, old friends that I get to see here, whom I haven't seen in a long time, so it's kind of like old home week. And then, of course, you meet all kinds of wonderful, new, and fascinating people. So it's just wonderful to put in the booth. Everybody's so easy. And I just love being here seeing people.
You know what I find interesting? That no matter where you are, you find a place to go do karaoke. Now, everybody's laughing because last night, Heather and some friends, and you'll meet them soon, went out to do karaoke for a couple hours. I don't know. And what time did you roll in?
The people over at the Swamp, this particular karaoke place, are old friends of mine. I love them because we come here all the time. So we didn't want them to be lonely, so we said
right.
The closing.
Now you should see the eye rolls going on. That means she didn't get home till 2 in the morning. And the funny thing is, she was up bright and early, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, for an 8:30 signing. Well, you know, that's a pro as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I was going to say, describe bushy-tail.
That and 10 cups of coffee lined up, right?
Yeah, but we had a bit of an occasion. It was Dev Neff's birthday, so we got to go out and have some sushi and celebrate his birthday.
So let's talk about Debra Neff. Debra Neff is here with Barnes & Noble. Hi, Debra. Welcome to Authors on the Air.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You must be all fine. We can hear you. This is your first RWA?
Yes, first one.
Are you having fun?
I'm having so much fun.
Tell me why. Who have you met that has surprised you? Who did you want to meet and finally got a chance to meet? Are you here as a representative of Barnes & Noble, or was this something that you wanted to do for you? Good for you. Well, we hope we see you at other conferences, too. I'm going to toss it over to Erin McCarthy because he and Heather are quite the pair. So we're going to call over here. Hi, Erin. How are you?
Thank you. I am so glad to meet you. You know, I've been fangirling, as you know. I'm acting like the biggest idiot, but, you know, that's me.
I read everything you write. Are you having fun?
Yeah. So you came from Ohio. But you used to live down here for a while, and you're familiar with this conference. You go to them a lot, correct?
My first RWA was in 2003 in New York City.
Wow. I want to talk to you about your literary cat. Can you tell me what it says?
It's not actually literary.
Okay. What is it
writing? Okay. It means I'll either find a way or I'll make one. I love that. It's sort of my personal strength.
I love that. I'm not lost. I'm just on an adventure.
Yes, exactly.
Very good. Tell me something that surprised you this year or someone who surprised you.
I actually haven't been to RWA the last 2 or 3 years, and so it's been fascinating to come back sort of post-digital revolution and see how that's changed RWA itself and the industry as a whole. And I think it's a very exciting time to be in publishing and romance. Because romance is driving digital sales.
It really does. It drives everything. Let's face it, without romance, there will be no book sales. I'm sorry. This is, you know, it is what it is. We admit that. I'm really excited to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
you. And now I'm going to go around to my old friend who's my new friend. And it's so funny, we can't figure out how we know each other. But this is the amazing Tina DeSalvo. Tina, welcome to Authors on the Air.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Are you having a great
time? I'm having a great time. Can you hear my voice? Is
yeah.
Kind of hoarse and getting that really sultry voice.
But that's a good thing. I mean, it sounds real good to me, I think. So, you know, you and I can't figure out how we know each other, and it may be like passing it down.
Life experience, is that what you're going to say?
It could be that. We could have... it could be from any which way. So it could. You know, we're having more of this come to the table, so it's a wonderful thing. It's a great, great thing that we finally got to meet in person. Thank you so much.
Thrilled. I'm so thrilled. Thank you. Thank you.
What's the highlight of the person has been for you?
Well, other than Heather's karaoke and Deb's birthday party and meeting Edna and old friends like Pamela Koppler. You know, Pamela and I are from the exactly the same town in Louisiana.
Now,
in
when you talk to Pamela, you're going to crack up because you're talking to Tina now, and it's going to sound so different. It's going to sound so different. And you should see these women, all gorgeous, beautiful. But Pamela here is our supermodel. She really is. She's our supermodel, there's no doubt.
Absolutely.
Who did you enjoy hearing today?
Oh, that's not fair. You. I enjoy hearing you speak.
You are a great
suck up. I really, I know how to suck up with the best of them, lady. No, I've had a really good time because it's really nice as a newer author to hear the tried and true professionals that have been in this business for a long time talk, and then you try to apply it to your own series and your own books. And you know, and it's really, really good to kind of think of things that way. So this is a really good professional conference, and it's also a great playtime.
And I can tell you, Tina does some really killer swag. I have the best book bag that just lasts me through a couple different publisher signings.
I think pink's your color with the red hair.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, this week it's red. It may be purple next week or pink or something else. You know, it's the one thing you can change every time, and if you don't like it, change it again, right?
I love it.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
I want to just have a say hello. I do work with Deborah at Barnes & Noble. So say hello.
Hello. I'm Edna. I work at Barnes & Noble at the Arboretum in Austin, Texas. So if anybody's ever in Austin, come into our store, sign your book. I'll be happy to hand sell them to everybody. That's what I do most of the time.
What a great thing. Thank you, Edna. It's so nice. Now, I'm going to come over to talk to a friend of mine who, well, for the past couple of years, we've been super close friends. I am so honored to meet in person Regan Black. Regan writes romantic suspense, but she also has a magnificent time travel series. And there are different time periods, but the one I particularly like is set in the area around Camelot. How are you? Welcome to RWA in Florida.
Thank you very much, Sam. It's wonderful to be here and to see your smiling face in person. We've had lots of great conversations on the phone.
We have. And you've been on the show before, but now you're live here from RWA.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
What is the best thing that's happened to you so far?
Kind of not fair because, like, every day there's something greater that happens.
So tell me something great that happened
today. Well, today was my first experience at the Harlequin Publisher Literacy Signing on the signing side of the table, and that was a really great experience. And because I'm used to going to that and fangirling all over everyone else, so I had to get my fangirling out of the way before the signing started. And then it was really cool. Friends of a friend on my Periscope a lot, and one of my Periscope buddies actually sent his parents, who are here for the conference, to my signing. So it was really kind of cool to meet them in person and have that connection.
Mom and Dad, go to this book signing so you can get my favorite author's book signed.
Yeah,
I love that. That's
great.
That's a great fan.
Yeah, it was great. And I think it's so nice because I think RWA, all of us sort of encompasses and shrinks the world a little bit, so we get to see all the people we don't get to see it all the time or we only get to see online. And this was just a nice in-person, an additional in-person moment.
It's a great conference. This is the first time I've come to an RWA. Not because I haven't been invited, I have, but it's the first time that it's in my state. So that's really nice. And I decided this year I was devoting my conference resources to meeting the romance writers that I talked to on Carol. So it's been a lot of fun. Listen,
down the road a ways. Then we're going to have kind of a general conversation. I met somebody new who's sitting with us. Her name is Simone Lafoute, right? Lafoute. And Simone is an erotica writer, but she also has a really interesting little thing that she's doing, trying to bring erotica into mainstream. So would you tell us about that, please?
Erotic stories that are either pulled from writers who are already working on genre or they're writing original content. But what we're really looking to do is get the cream of the crop. So really high quality, good taste, and we want it to be a win-win for authors, where they're providing content for our site, and then we are also directing people who like what they've read, gotten the little case, back to either their Noble site or Amazon site or their personal Facebook or whatever it might be. And we're hoping that we engage more people than typically see romance or erotica, so that we're widening the audience, that people realize it's fun and it's me and it's something that's fun.
I love all these new things that are happening in writing too, with LGBT, with erotica. It has become such the most inclusive group of writers in the romance community, more than probably any place else. So congratulations.
Thank
you're going to come back and talk to me live one day, though, right?
Thank you, Kim. Of course, I'm yours.
Thank you so much. I'm going to come on, and we're going to talk to another new friend. Introduce yourself, tell what your recurrent book is, and say something.
I'm Jamie Albright. My book is Running from a Rockstar. And it's a romantic comedy. What happens when the poster child for responsible living wakes up naked and spooning with the baddest bad boy in rock and roll? She runs back to Texas faster than you can say I do. And he chases her. So.
Yeah, that's even better. The only thing he has to be is mute now because, you know, he's going to play Fox every
night. He's so sexy.
Tell me about RWA, your experience here.
Oh, great. This is my first one. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
We talked our RWA cherries together here.
At Disney, I wonder how many girls can say that. but anyway, it's been awesome. I've met so many great people. Today was great. I just went to the book to big screen tonight. So awesome. It's just really practical steps, really things you can do to get your book in front of the people that put it on the big screen or the little screen. And they talked about passion flicks, which I think is going to be an amazing thing for romance writers, romance watchers, and readers. I think it's going to be awesome.
Things happening there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to turn the show back around to Tina DeSalvo because remember I mentioned earlier that you said you were from the same place as Pamela Koppler.
I am.
And so would you do the honors and introduce her?
Well, across from me, besides being amazingly beautiful, she's amazingly talented, and she has a brand new book coming out. And I think that everyone would love to meet her. She's got a great Southern personality, and it's reflected in her book, Better Dead. So,
please welcome Pamela.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm great. I have way too much makeup for here. This thing is radio and not television.
See, you don't have to back up for a close-up or anything. You could actually now put your clothes back on. It's fine.
We're really okay.
So you heard Tina introduce Pamela, and you notice that there's a little shift in the accent thing going on there.
Just a tad.
Now, your book isn't coming out till the end of the year, we think, right?
December 26th of this year.
Okay, so, but you're going to come out, you're going to tell us all.
Come on around.
So, you're going to tell us all about it, and give us a little treat on what it is. It's a cozy, right?
It is a cozy. It's about a B&B owner who wants a divorce, but she gets a funeral. Now she has 30 days to solve her soon-to-be ex-husband's murder, or she's stuck with him for life. How motivated would you be to get your ex out of your life in those circumstances?
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, I mean, I'm really excited about it. In fact, today, my very first book signing. Now, mind you, I have no books. There are no books. But I sat next to Kimberly Kincaid, and she's very popular, so there was a steady line of people coming to sign her book. All I had was a cute little shot glass with my logo on it, my card, and don't you know those nice people were waiting for my book on pre-order? I was so pleased.
Now, if you saw this cutesy dog gorgeous woman, you'd know exactly why people are ordering. They're saying, I want to be just like her. You're absolutely a doll. I'm so glad that we've met in person because we've spoken on the phone before. And we've been friends for a while. So another friend just walked into the mix here, Jennifer Brace-Weber. Come on over and say hello.
Hello.
She thinks she's with the LSAT and she did some study. I want to tell you just all about you. So, yeah, it's going to be easy. You'll know these answers. As I'm texting somebody to tell her to get down here. So, tell everybody what you write.
I write pirate romances.
Yay!
And I also write urban fantasy and erotic romance. Not all together. They're separate. Although I could do it. It could happen.
So what's the standout moment for you so far?
For the conference?
Yeah.
Meeting new people, finding out some of the cutting edge, I wouldn't call it cutting edge, but new ways to market, which
Absolutely.
Is something that is always a issue,
right?
An issue for all of us, I think, because the market changes so much.
Right.
So I'm always looking for something for more discoverability.
I love it. And marketing is important because if you have a thumbnail on Amazon with a million books, it's going to be hard to find you so that, you know, you've got to be able to make yourself, put yourself out there. That's why I like doing these shows, because I get to talk to authors, whether they're brand new and self-published, whether they're books out or not, all the way
to
the people who are on the bestseller list. It's a great, I love this life, I really do. So I'm going to kind of turn the microphone around here. Hi, how are you? So you're a volunteer, but you write contemporary and you write erotica, correct?
Not enough, just erotica
recorded. Oh, good. So give everybody your name.
Babette Deal.
Hi, Babette.
Hi.
Are you having fun?
Great time. Yeah.
Okay, what's your highlight?
I don't know.
What did you learn that you didn't know before you came?
Marketing,
another one. Yeah.
The
guy's last name is Wade.
He was awesome.
Devin.
Good.
Oh, good. Hi, Ruth. How are you?
I'm fine. How are
Say
you?
Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Ruth Kendura, and I am having a blast in RWA Nationals. And
tell us about your book.
My book is a mature adult. It is George and Gracie, book one. It is about a bit older hero and heroine, and Gracie's a Houston socialite, and he's a retired homicide cop. And they meet when she runs over him with a bicycle.
It sounds like so much fun. We're going to swing the group, and I want everybody to kind of sit around. I'm going to hand the phone back over here to the grown dame herself, Heather Graham. Heather, any questions you want to ask? Because, you know, you're always the guest, but right now you're my special host, my co-host. What would you like to know about all these wonderful women?
I would like to know if there wasn't a way that we could also get together more often, which of course is not, because we're all from different states. I get to see Tina and Pam an awful lot because I spend a great deal of time in Louisiana. I have gotten to know Aaron for my cohort in crime or whatever we were saying many, many times because we've known each other for a long time. And actually, I do benefit conference in New Orleans, and Aaron was one of the first people to support me during that, as were Tina and Pam. So grateful for that. So it'd be cool. It would just be really cool if our imaginary lives, we had this wonderful, great place, which would be a beautiful beach and a pool, and then mountains and some snow, so you had to go with everything. So we just like spend time hanging out. That would be really cool.
You know, another wonderful friend of mine just walked over. We're getting Arthur. She does everything. Say hi to Deborah Webb, everyone. Everybody, hi, Deb. Hey, Deborah.
So you've got some, you're writing like crazy this year. Oh, my gosh. You've already
got this lighting.
Well, I know, but you two could be in a competition. It's amazing. What's the current book?
The one we've got right now,
yes.
Paper Grade.
And this is the one that's kind of tying in all this. This is a pivotal book, isn't it?
It is.
Tell everybody about it.
Oh, my goodness. It's the Bean Spot. The serial killer hunter becomes the hunty.
And that's the pivot in the whole story, and it's wonderful. Now, someone else just walked over that I'm so excited to introduce. Stacey Purcell. Hi, Stacey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Well, how's it going? Are you having fun?
Oh, my God. If I had any more fun, my head would explode.
There you go. We'd have to put you in jail, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would.
Okay,
yes,
so tell me about books. Let's talk books. What are you writing?
I've got a contemporary series out right now. I just published my last one in March. It's called Echoes in Time. It's about a man straddling his identity between two cultures. He's half Native American, half Irish, white American.
Well, did you do a lot of research?
Yes, I did.
I love it. I can't wait to read it. I want to just bring in one more person, Christina, traveling with me and who has been my planner, my GPS, my left and my right hand during this conference is the, she is a reviewer extraordinaire for romance, Christina Davis. Hi, Christina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. You want to say hi to everybody at home?
Hi, Chris. Hi, Jasper, Natalie, and Christian.
There you go. What do you think of this RWA thing?
I'm having a blast. These people are my tribe, for sure.
We know. So Christina and I want to say thank you to every single one of you for being here. We think you're amazing, and thank you for participating in this live event.
Thank you very much.
We love you. Bye.
It is easy.
Christina, thank you so much.